Well, welcome to week 5 of the high school football season. Who's going to win? Back in swing again tonight. We got the gang all here, and we'll introduce you to them in just a few moments. First, though, we want to thank our sponsors for our program, Ag Business Associates and the Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Our new online banking goes live August 22nd. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and as we approach harvest, you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
All right, back on Who's Gonna Win, Jim Field, along with the regular gang, Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, Doug Leonard, all in studio with us here this week as we continue to move forward on our disaster that we call Who's Gonna Win. Let's take a look at how our picks did or did not go last week. We had Exira EHK. Everybody had the Spartans to win, and boy, they did. 67-8 over Charter Oak Ute. We were all winners there. Cam defeated Villisca 56-22. We all got that one right. And then the wheels fell off for some of us. Sydney beat Corning 44-14. Doug had Corning. The rest of us had Sydney. AHST and Griswold tangled. It was Griswold winning 17-7. That was a win for Matt, for Doug and for Chris. Tri-Center beat Trainer 51-6. We all won that pick. Also, it was Harlan over Carroll 21-14. Cyclones spent most of the game behind and rallied back late to win it. And that was a win for Matt and for Chris. Also, ADM topped Creston 34-19. Not a one of us saw that one coming. And it was Lewis Central defeating Atlantic by a final of 38-20. And that was a winner for Matt, for Chris, and for me. So that's how things went here last week, as here are the sometimes ugly numbers. Chris went 7-1 last week, firmly solidifying his spot atop the standings. Good news for you. The prize is the same as it always has been.
All right. Hop on board the Hoosman Express.
Next to nothing. Matt was 6-2 last week, and Matt currently sits in second place overall. Chris is 25-7 overall, three-game lead over Matt, who's 22-10. I went 5-3 last week, and Doug went 4-4, so we're square at 21-11 on the season. And I guess we're kind of still in the hunt, but the season's rapidly disappearing. Is that fair? Not even going to comment, huh? All right. So that's where we are right now. And what we do each week is put 8 high school games from the area here on our list, and we take a look at them and figure out, well, who's going to win? That's why we call it what we do. We don't think real long and hard about the titles of our programs around here. So that's kind of what we do. So we have 8 games on our list this week. Got a few 8-man games on the list. Actually, some pretty good matchups around the region tonight, including some of these 8-man matchups here this evening. We're going to start with an undefeated versus an undefeated tonight. It might be just week 5, but you might be seeing some district championship games already on the schedule. Adair Casey is on the road at Murray tonight in our first game, and well, you do every week because you're still leading, so Chris, lead the way.
All right, yeah, a lot of fun games on the sheet here this week, and this is one of them, that's for sure. And two teams that, you know, have a history with each other from last year, and Adair Casey has kind of got maybe a little bit more of the chip on the shoulder because it went wrong for them in the postseason last year, but Murray was able to make a good run all the way towards the end. But, of course, you know, we all know how the season ended, as Fremont Mills was a really good team. But Murray... they've got a lot of weapons back. It's a lot, largely the same team. They didn't lose a lot of players from that team last year. Austin Hall's their quarterback. They've got a couple of guys that run the ball, their main receivers. One of them is back from last year as well. But Adair Casey does have a good player back as well, and that's Clayton Plowman. He's averaging a little over 10 yards a carry so far here this year. They've had You know, one nice test at the beginning of the year, and a rival game against Cam, so that helps them a little bit. Murray's had a tough game at the beginning of the year as well against Glenn Ralston, so they've each had kind of one tough game so far. But this is going to be a really good game. It's tough to go on the road and win against another team that's rated in the top five, but I'm on the Adair Casey bandwagon. I'm going to go with the Bombers here on the road.
Okay, one for Adair Casey. Matt, what do you like?
Well, I like Murray's win over Glenn Ralston. Earlier in the season there at the beginning of the season. So with that, you know, like I said, you know, Derek Casey, they're going to be looking for a little bit of revenge from last year. But it is a road game, and Murray's at home, and they're playing awfully well. And like Chris already said, they do have quite a few of their players back. So I'm going to go with Murray.
Okay, one for Murray. Oh, boy. I'm thinking normally I wouldn't be choosing a Derek Casey here because I do like the way they play, the grounded out, beat them up kind of ball game. Got to make up some ground on Chris somewhere, though. You know, Derek Casey's done a lot of neat things. I was looking at their statistics earlier. 33 touchdowns through five games here early in the season. Put some good points on the board. They do create turnovers. 14 turnovers created so far this year. But Murray also has created 14 turnovers in one less game. So, you know, they are also very adept at taking the ball away. And they do have a lot of those players back. Chris and I did that at Derek Casey-Murray game last year. We had a chance to see that ball game. Cody Scroggy, real good receiver. I mean, it's not just Austin Hall's the quarterback. They do have other people. He's got a pretty good arsenal of guys to throw the football to. I think I'm gonna try this. Normally, I'm just going against my better judgment here, but I'm gonna try Murray at home in this one. If that were at Adair Casey, I'd like the Bombers' chances a little bit more, but maybe a wake up call this week. Doug?
Yeah, it's going to be a long drive for Adair Casey down to Murray, taking on the Mustangs. Interesting contrast of styles, too, because Murray's very much a passing offense, and Adair Casey keeps it on the ground. You know, the one score and looking at their games in the previous weeks that stood out was the Murray's 90-12 victory over Ankeny Christian. That was an interesting score. I don't think I've seen a 90-point high school game. Something to be said for calling off the dogs, I guess, but you never know. Maybe they did, and they just couldn't stop them still. So, you know, I can't leave Chris out there on a limb with Adair Casey. I was going to go with Murray, too, but, boy, a limb pick on Adair Casey. I'm going to take the Bombers.
Trying to at least get out of last place, huh?
Well, yeah. You gotta if I can't to, beat Chris, maybe I can beat you, too.
You got to get to third before you can get to second or first, right? Yep. There you go. All right, so we split it. One each, Murray and Adair Casey. Let's go to game two. Glenn Ralston at Exira EHK. Pretty much similar matchup to what we just looked at here in this one. A real good game that could, we'll probably have a lot to say about the district championship. Matt, what do you like in this one?
Yes, it will. And you know, going into this week, Glenn Ralston, they're actually rated higher than Exira EHK. So there's something to be said about that. But, you know, Exira, they've seemed to come to their own. They do things not flashy, but they just do it right. They kind of ground the ball out and get the job done, have a really tough defense. So I like the fact that it's at home for them. And so I'm going to go with Exira EHK this week.
Okay. That's one for Sparty. I was looking at numbers again this week a little bit, and Glenn Ralston, you know, they're only loss. They do have a loss. It's to Murray, that 42-41 game, which, boy, that's a good playoff battle there somewhere down the road probably. Their running back Mitchell Lenz, he's averaging about 10 yards per carry. He can get it done on the ground, and I like what he's able to do. However, Exira EHK, I think, has a more balanced, efficient attack with the two Peppers boys, Drew and Nick and Trey Sander in the backfield, all solid kids. And I have a rooting interest in that because Chris and I both had a chance to coach. Well, so did you, Matt. We had a chance to coach those kids when we were young, too, so in the youth football program here. So I'm going to continue that rooting interest, and I'm going to put Exira EHK down on my list as my pick. Doug?
Yeah, this is a really good matchup, second one we've had so far. And a couple things that stood out to me when looking at the game were you mentioned the Lynch kid from Glenn Ralston, almost 1,000 yards rushing already in five games, and he's already got 19 touchdowns. So he's very adept at getting the ball in the end zone. Another thing, they do have a comparable score there, and it certainly would favor Glenn Ralston. They both played Woodbine. EHK beat him 27-19, but Glenn Ralston was 70-18. So, you know, you can't always put a lot onto that, but you know, I'm going to be rooting for Coach Peterson's team, and I hope they win, and possibly I'll be wrong because I've been wrong all year long, but I'm going to take Glidden Ralston.
Still playing the game, huh?
Yeah.
Still playing the game. All right. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, this is another one of those tough games, and Yeah, like Doug said, that was kind of one of those games I looked at and was like, you know, how much do you take on that? The Spartans were still kind of, I think, trying to figure things out that early in the season. You know, they have switched back down to the 8-man football, and then also, you know, getting kids kind of worked into their new spots in the offense. So that makes a difference as well. They do have a nice balanced attack. I like the fact that it's at home. This is going to be a really tough game, though, and I don't think the thing that I think is going against the Spartans here is they haven't had a real good test yet here this season. The teams that they have played really haven't been that tough if you look at how they've fared so far in the season. So kind of like Doug's reasoning for the last one, I'm not going to let him have a limb pick with Glidden Ralston, so I'll take them as well.
Okay, well, you and Doug hanging together, Matt and I hanging together for the second game in a row then. We split them up. All right, that's two games in, six to take a look at. We'll take a break. Be back with more for you in just a moment.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and as we approach harvest, you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Our new online banking goes live August 22nd. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
All right, back on Who's Gonna Win, we go to game three. Another 8-man game for you here this week as Cam is on the road at Essex. A couple of teams kind of middling right now, but trying to get moving forward. I made a couple of notes here about the game as I was looking things up. I put under Cam, I put run is the key, and under Essex, I put running is the key.
That's very profound.
Yeah. This game will be over by 8 then?
It could be. No, actually, Cam, you know, they had a little struggle with at the quarterback spot here lately. Trevor McKee, a little bit dinged up. But they got Trace Tickner in there to do a little work for them and did an adequate job for them, too. And now McKee should be a little healthier. I just don't see Cam, even though this is on the road, a long road trip, by the way, letting this one slip away. This is a key game for them for positioning. So I'm going to take Cam, even though it's on the road. They just have a little bit more explosiveness in the passing game. Doug?
Cam.
Okay, that's it?
That's it. That's it. I didn't make any notes on this one.
That's it? No notes. Yep, well, no running notes. Running is the key,
running,
in case you were wondering.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. Chris?
Yeah, I think this one, to me, is maybe one of the ones I feel more confident about pick-wise. Cam, I think, is a better team here. Essex, they don't really have any quality opponents or wins so far on the season, even they do sit there at 3-2, but... Cam, you know, their two losses are to two very good teams that are going to be playing in the playoffs. So I'm going to go with the Cougars here on the road. Like you said, they know that they need this for positioning in the district.
Yeah, I'll see. Cam lost to Adair Casey. They're ranked number one this week, and they lost to Fremont Mills. Oh, yeah, they're ranked number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's not a bad run there. Matt, what do you think?
And they knew going into this season that they'd have those tough games at the very beginning, and so they know how important it is to finish out this season. And the potential that's there for them to complete the season with a decent record. So I'm going to go with the Cougars on the road.
Okay, very good. That's a clean sweep. Everybody likes Cam here in this third game. Now let's move into 11-man football. Underwood on the road at Riverside. A couple of Western Iowa Conference foes in other sports battling in district football here tonight. Neither one of them having the season that they really hoped for here at this point. But, Doug, what's going to happen here in this one?
Yeah, they've both been struggling a little bit. The research I did just basically shows me that, you know, Underwood's riding a two-game win streak. So they start out 0-2, but they've won their last two games. And based on that momentum, even though it's on the road, I'm going to take Underwood.
Okay, that's one for the Eagles. Chris?
Well, this is kind of one of those games you look at, and if you look at the numbers for the two teams, you kind of hope that it doesn't end 0-0 because neither team's really had a much of an offense to speak of. They're trying, but it's just not working out for them. And then, of course, Teams that they've played so far, it seems like they've all kind of been on a similar plane, so they have had some, you know, nice tight games, the two teams that they've played so far this year. It's really hard to compare because, you know, all the teams are pretty similar that they have played, but like Doug said, I think Underwood may be just a little bit better. They probably have that one little bit more decent win, that one they squeaked out over Griswold, so I'm going to take Underwood here.
Okay, that's two. And Matt, what do you got?
I like how Underwood's kind of got turned around here and going, and that was a tough win for them over Griswold, so I'm going to take the Eagles also.
Okay, well, yeah, Chris, were you cheating? Were you looking at my cheat sheet here?
No, that's what I wrote down.
I wrote down Underwood defense, Riverside defense, and I'm not sure if it's mostly defense that is exceptional or the offense just isn't, but I'm going to take Underwood to win 2-0.
There you go.
Got it? That's
safety.
That's where I'm going. Yeah, just a safety. That's neither one of these teams really, I mean, they don't score a lot. Neither one of them has scored many points this year, and you just look at the offense, the passing, the rushing numbers. I mean, they're just not there. Neither team is really doing anything spectacular. Now, one of them will probably prove us all wrong and go out and score a bunch of, you know, run up and down the field and score points. Who knows? But that's what we got. Everybody likes Underwood. All right, well, clean sweep here in this segment, too. Take another break, and we'll have more for you right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Our new online banking goes live August 22nd. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and as we approach harvest, you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
All right, back on who's going to win. Let's go to the second half of our list here this week. Game 5 is Audubon on the road at Bedford. And Chris, first chance at this one. What do you like?
This is another one of those interesting games here between two teams that have kind of had a similar run here so far. Audubon, we got a chance to see them play against Madrid, and, you know, they've got some young, talented players. They're just starting to kind of figure things out. I heard a couple people mention up there, you know, that they just need to have the confidence to go out there and play well, and that maybe is coming around a little bit more for them. Bedford looks like they've got, you know, one guy on the ground, that Bondi kid that they really rely on as far as running the football goes. You know, Audubon, I think they've got a little bit more balance. It's going to be tough going on the road to get a win, but for some reason I think the Wheeler is going to pull this one out.
Okay, one for Audubon. Matt, what do you like?
You know, Bedford's got the tradition down there. I know Audubon's been, you know, hanging in there with a lot of their games. They had the one win at the beginning of the season, but I'm going to go with the tradition of Bedford, maybe this is bad, but I know they're young, but I'm looking to catch up on Chris. It looks like I might be doing it in the first 1 week here. So,
okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Here we go. Trash talking starts. Very good. You know, same as Chris. I mean, I looked at this thing, and the only thing that scares me, though, I mean, these are two teams that really are not top of the district teams right now, but both kind of finding their way through. But what scares me right now is Audubon sitting on a 3-game losing streak, and boy, those are difficult. And Bedford, after losing two, has won two in a row, and this game is at Bedford. So you know, with all that said, it's hard to go against the home team in this one, so I'm going to go with Bedford. Doug?
Yeah, I got to agree with you. I think Chris is throwing us a bone on this one, maybe. I mean, I'm certainly rooting for the local boys, the Wheelers up there. But, you know, as you said, Jim, they're on a 3-game losing streak, and Bedford is kind of the opposite. You know, they've won their last two and more of a rushing-oriented offense, and I'm going to take Bedford at home.
Okay, well, that's three for Bedford, and Chris ends up on a limb with Audubon here this week. Interesting limb pick there.
Well, he is on vacation this week, so he might be taking a vacation from his picks here, too.
Yeah, his only time he had to turn his brain on this week is to come in and do this. Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah. All
find
right.
Find out next week, won't we?
Well, let's see what we have here next. Man, the trash talking just keeps going forward. St. Albert at Tri-Center. Maybe a little trash talk in there, too. These are two teams that have been very competitive in a lot of different sports against one another here in recent years. And pretty good setup here tonight for this one. Matt, you get first crack at it. What do you like?
Yeah, well, I like the way Tri-Center beat up on Trainer last week.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. But this is a game that St. Albert or Tri-Center's definitely had circled on their schedule this year. And being at home, there's a lot going for them. However, St. Albert is still St. Albert. This group really has not lost too many games over the course of time, going back to junior high and everything else, and they've stepped up and played bigger schools, bigger teams, so they're well tested for this. It will definitely be a good ball game, but I still think St. Albert comes out on top.
Okay, that's one for the Falcons. I'm not sure. I hadn't made up my mind yet sitting here. I was kind of hoping one of you guys would talk me into something. St. Albert, I think, has more balance. Tri-Center really doesn't throw the ball very much. They're more of a ground-based attack. And the Barrier kid's run he's run the offense real well so far this year. But I'm kind of along the same lines as Matt. Gosh, there's a part of me that wants to take Tri-Center, but, boy, I still think that, you know, when the big dog walks in to the stadium, everybody kind of takes a look. And I still think that at this level, I still think St. Albert's the big dog, so I'm going to go with the Falcons. Doug?
Yeah, this is tough. Tough game to pick. You know, that victory that Tri-Center had last week was very impressive. I don't know. I'm gonna take Tri-Center being at home for a little upset special and see if I can get a limb pick here.
Well, if you do, it'll be a real good one. Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a limb pick. I think that win last week was impressive by Tri-Center, and I guess no offense to folks out in Trainer Land, but I think people are starting to figure out that maybe is not as big of a victory as we thought at the beginning of the season. They're kind of starting to fall off a little bit here as the season progresses. So I like St. Albert. It sounds like they've started to maybe mix up the quarterback spot a little bit between the Myring kid and the Colgett kid, throwing him back there a little bit more to throw and to run. So I like that the weapons they have, and watching them play defense earlier in the year, they're a team that can really fly to the ball. So I'll take St. Albert, but it will be a good game.
Okay, Doug gets a limb pick. That's a pretty good limb pick.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's never a bad thing when you get a limb pick on a 3-1 team. All right, that's what we have so far. Two games left. They're 3A games. We'll have a look at them right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and as we approach harvest, you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Our new online banking goes live August 22nd. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
All right, back for our final rundown here. We got two more games to take a look at, and the next one is Lewis Central on the road at ADM. And this is one of the games I did not want to go first on. Who goes first? I do. Oh, goody for me. I got to pick a little bit better here when we start this thing. Lewis Central has looked awfully good. They've really been rolling. However, they had a pretty significant speed bump last week, too, when Alex Reed went out in the second quarter of that football game, breaking his collarbone. So one would assume that he will be out for, if not the rest of the regular season, certainly, or the rest of the entire season, certainly the rest of the regular season, as he recuperates. You can't make bones come together any faster than they will. So I'm not sure exactly how that's going to affect the ball club, although Alex Martin ran very well in his stead when he came in against Atlantic last week. ADM, I don't know if I want to call them the surprise team of the district, but I think they probably played a little bit better than most folks had given them credit for. And when you look at numbers, they are pretty well-rounded. They've got a quarterback in Herrick that throws the ball pretty well and distributes it well. He's got a lot of guys he's throwing to. The running back Grove has put up some big numbers for them also. This game is in Adel, and I don't... Boy. Yikes. I'm going to try ADM and see what happens with a home team. That's a long two-hour bus ride from Council Bluffs over to Adel, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt at home. Doug?
Well, I was very shocked by that score when I saw that, the ADM Crescent score. I don't know, didn't hear how many yards Neitzel had, and I guess I don't know the details, how they shut him down and kept him out of the end zone. But, you know, we saw him a few weeks ago against Atlantic, and he was very impressive. You know, LC, unfortunately, losing Reed is certainly going to put a big damper on their spirits. But, you know, sometimes teams have something like that happen, and then they end up stepping up. You know, maybe they'll get their own little Mark Weissman coming in there and you know, exceeding like the Hawkeyes did. So I'm gonna stick with LC. You know, I know Reed's missing, but maybe they'll all pull together and rally around that injury and do well.
Well, they do have more depth than probably a lot of other teams, and a lot of teams couldn't sustain that kind of a loss. Chris, how are they going to fare this week?
Yeah, this is a really tough one, you know, and it's tough because I haven't been able to see ADM, and I don't, you know totally what they're all about. But like you say, you look at the numbers, and they're very well balanced. That was a very impressive win last week against Creston, but the week before they struggled mightily before they put away Glenwood. So I think it's just kind of one of those years in the district where you might not know each week out what's going to happen. It is tough to go on the road, and it is tough to lose a guy like Alex Reed, but kind of like Doug's saying, I think maybe this might be a rallying cry for Lewis Central. They think that this is their year to make some noise. They haven't been to the playoffs very much at all in the history of their program, and they know they have the talent to. Austin Simmons, I think they'll rely more on him at the quarterback spot, both running and throwing. So for some reason, I think Lewis Central is going to kind of band together on this one and go on the road and maybe throw another one of those bumps in the road in the district. So.
Okay, very good. Well, that's two for Lewis Central. So far, I'm out on the limb. You know, ADM beat Creston on the road last week. They get to play at home this week. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I know. This is definitely a good ball game here. You know, after those first few weeks, I think Lewis Central is definitely by far the top team in the district. But with the loss of Alex Reed, it kind of brings them back down into a hunt there in the mix. The one good thing, like you guys said, it gives them an opportunity to rally around it, and you have a whole week to prepare for it, as opposed to happening right during the game, and you know, then kind of things, everybody kind of, you know, might panic or something like that. But this gives them a whole week to prepare for it coming into it. You know, Austin Simmons, he's been pretty steady back there, but is he the type that can pick it up as a sophomore and control the game as they might need in here? There's a part of me that wants to go with LC, but you know, I think ADM is going to build off of last week and Creston and keep it going. I think it's going to come down to defense, and ADM evidently has a decent defense. They're able to control Neitzel, and without Alex Reed, Central's a different team.
So who are you picking?
I'm picking ADM.
Okay.
Man, I was on the edge of my seat there for like 15 to 20 minutes, but I could. You were going. You had me going both ways. I was almost ready to write down LC, and then I had A, and then I didn't know for sure. So that's nice
kind of,
job.
It's kind of like just watching water go down a slow drain.
Just there for the audience in it.
Yeah, there you go.
I was impressed.
All right, no limb pick for me. ADM for two of us, and LC for two of us. Last game is our broadcast game tonight. Atlantic on the road at Denison. Doug, what do you like?
Well, this is an interesting non-district game. You know, we played Denison in the past in the district, and this is non-district. You know, the things that I looked at, I was surprised with that victory that Denison had a couple weeks ago against Carroll. You know, Carroll is, what, 0-4 now, aren't they? I mean, just by looking at their team when they played Atlantic, I just can't imagine that they're 0-4. They have solid rushing attack. And so I was really surprised when they went over and lost to Denison. I know there were some turnovers in effect there. You know, you also look at the offense of Denison, and there just really isn't a lot. You know, they only have one back that has broken the 100-yard barrier, and that's, you know, in four games, averaging about 3 yards a carry. So they don't have a very potent rushing attack. They do throw the ball. They've got close to about 500 yards passing, but, you know, not a lot of offense yet. You know, I think if Atlantic can just keep the turnovers to a minimum or at zero, hopefully, I think they can win on the road.
Okay, that's one for the Trojans. Chris?
Yeah, this is one of those, I think, bounce-back type of weeks here for Atlantic. You know, you get the chance to step outside of the district and work on things that you know have gone wrong for you so far. You've played some very tough games, and unfortunately you've come up on the short end. But, you know, like Coach Ross said after the game, you know, their goals are still intact. They control what they're going to be able to do if they can win games in the district here down the stretch. So I think this is a week that they kind of tune things up, and a team that they're better than. So I think they get the ball to those playmakers on the outside and are able to win this one.
Okay, two for Atlantic. Matt?
Yeah. Plus, it's a nice test on the road. But definitely the key, like both of you said, is turnovers. You know, those have been the things that have hurt them in their losses here the past couple weeks has been turnovers. And so if they can limit those, they can put Denison away.
Okay, very good. That's three, and I'm going to make it four. I think the Trojans could not have had a better schedule blip than this one. They, of all teams that needed a chance to step outside the district after playing two of the toughest teams in the district right off the bat, I think this is a good respite for them to go out and not worry about all that playoff stuff, just go play football and get down to business again, and maybe a good springboard into what's left for the district part of the season when they step back in next week. So I'll make it unanimous, take the Trojans, and we'll have that game for you here in a little bit on the radio as well. That's going to do it for us here on Who's Going to Win This Week. For Doug Leonard, Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Hope your favorite team's a winner here this evening, as long as I picked them. And I want to thank Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union for sponsoring our program as well. Go out and enjoy some high school football tonight.